Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, August 28th, 2019. We have about 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, northeast winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20, becoming southeast 5 to 10 with a gust to 15 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the northeast 3 feet high at 5 seconds apart, shifting around to the southeast 2 feet at 4 seconds in the afternoon. So you can sort of see the wind direction changing. And whenever that happens, it's because some sort of weather system is swirling through, because weather systems spin. So they spin generally in a counterclockwise direction in the northern hemisphere. And so when you see, you can sort of see that in the terms of the changing wind, that there's something going on with the weather going through. But it's not anything that's going to bring us any rain today anyway. Today's going to be a lovely day. We have northwest swells 5 feet high at 9 seconds apart, and those southeast 2-foot high wind waves later in the day, 4 seconds in the afternoon. And patchy fog in the afternoon is possible. So we're getting into that fall weather pattern where one day it's warm, the next day it might be cool and rainy. The weather sort of seesaws its way into fall. We've seen a few small craft advisories for wind. So I think we are just sort of sliding into that that weather pattern. And today we're going to talk about something kind of troubling. Russia has launched a floating nuclear power plant that has set sail and is going a long distance across the Arctic region to be used as a power source there. And so it just brings up issues of what happens when there's a problem on a floating nuclear power plant. So we'll talk about this in just a minute. But something everybody probably ought to know about in that sensitive, environmentally sensitive region there to the north. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 4 inbounders. We have 5 in our Astoria anchorages. We have 7 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river, and I saw her go by a little while ago from up on the hill at Coast Community Radio Studios in the Astoria, overlooking the Astoria waterfront, a yacht went by, the motor yacht Triton. She's arriving from Alaska, and she's a big white recreational yacht, 164 feet long. She's headed upriver to Vancouver to anchor there in the Vancouver Anchorage. And she passed Astoria maybe around 8:20 or so a little while ago. You might still see her if she hasn't passed Tongue Point yet, upriver if you're in the Astoria area. The articulated tug and barge rig, the Dublin Sea, she's a regular visitor to our water. She's arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland, refined petroleum on board there. She'll probably pass Astoria around 9 a.m. inbound, and that would put her in Portland by maybe 4 p.m., something like that. The Leiden, or the Lyden, is arriving from South Korea. She's headed for the Port of Portland. Brand new Hyundai is on board there, so a car carrier. But she won't pass Astoria until probably about 10:30 p.m., so you might see her running lights going by. And the Cape Horn is arriving from San Francisco. She is headed for the dry dock at the shipyard at Swan Island. And she'll pass Astoria sometime after midnight, maybe at 1:30 in the morning, past Astoria inbound, headed upriver to the Swan Island shipyard there. Take her about 6 hours or so to get up there. Let's see. In our Astoria anchorages, we have the Four Cole. She's been out there since last week, I think. Heading upriver to Kalama to pick up wheat, leaving around 1 p.m. She might be there about 6 p.m. in Kalama. The Sea Hope is heading to Portland to pick up potash, leaving around 11 p.m. today. The Daria Moti is awaiting orders, and as is the Azure and the Tokyo Spirit in the Astoria anchorage. So it's fun to take out a pair of binoculars and look at those ships that are just sitting there, because you can really get a good look at them. Before, they're not moving, so you have a lot of time to kind of browse around with your binoculars and look. In our outbounders, the Maple Gate is leaving Kalama with wheat on board at about 3 a.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound then maybe about 9 o'clock. The African Buzzard is leaving Longview with logs on board. She left about 6 a.m. That would put her past Astoria maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock. The Tufty is leaving Longview. Could be soda ash on board there. Or Pet Coke, leaving about 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound, then about 6:30. The IVS Sentosa is leaving Kalama with wheat about 6 p.m. That would put her past Astoria around 11 p.m. The Dimijan A is leaving, I think, Klatskanai with ethanol. She is probably going to leave about maybe 8 p.m. That would put her past Astoria maybe around 10:30 outbound. And the Adelante GR is leaving Longview with wheat on board. She's a bulk carrier, leaving about 9 p.m., so maybe a little after midnight past Astoria. And the Xing Chang Hai is leaving Kalama with corn, soy, or wheat on board, leaving there about 10 p.m., so maybe 5 hours later or so. In the wee hours, she'll pass Astoria. Well, here's a story from Murmansk, Russia, that was on the G-Captain website. It's a Reuters story. Let me read you a bit of it. Russia's first floating nuclear power plant set sail on Friday from the Arctic port of Murmansk to provide power to one of the country's most remote regions, sparking environmental concerns. Developed by the Russian state nuclear company Rosatom, the plant, known as Akademik Lomonosov, set off on a 5,000-kilometer, that's 3,100 miles, journey through Arctic waters to reach the this region, which lies along the Bering Strait, across the Bering Strait from Alaska. The plant is loaded with nuclear fuel, will replace a coal-fired power plant and an aging nuclear power plant, supplying more than 50,000 people with electricity in a town called Pevek. Now, the company says the plant is safe, of course, and can serve as a new power source for the plant's most isolated communities. Environmentalists have voiced concerns over the risk of nuclear accidents. Greenpeace has called it the nuclear Titanic. And a spokesperson for Greenpeace told Reuters, "We think that a floating nuclear power plant is excessively risky and a costly way of obtaining energy." And he added that the unit had not been built for the purpose of fulfilling the energy needs of this community, but rather as a model for potential foreign buyers. So that's happening right now. And I thought, well, of course, when we think of things like this, we think of things like Chernobyl and what happened in Japan after the tsunami. But I thought it would be interesting to just look up a little bit of information about exactly why this might be so dangerous. Now, if it's very well built, certainly nuclear power plants can do very well, but if things don't go well, if it's not built well, it could be an absolute nightmare. So I looked up some information about how do you handle a nuclear accident. And the worst thing, of course, that can happen is that you get into a meltdown situation. So the issue is really an out-of-control nuclear reaction that's generating so much heat that nothing can withstand it. And so if it is able to burn through the containment facility that it has, that it's housed in, then it becomes a real serious problem. So, of course, they have a lot of water around them. They could use that to lower the temperature. But if they can't lower it fast enough and they get into a meltdown situation, the radioactive sludge could sink to the bottom of the reactor and burn uncontrollably until it burns through the bottom of the vessel that it's in. So that is really the issue, is heat generation and controlling that. So this seems like this would have to be an awfully well-built vessel in order to handle that. I guess we'll have to see what happens. I guess one blessing is that there will be surrounded by water that's very cold. That might come in handy in an emergency. You're listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.